Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And then, of course, we got in the studio, as always, Hot Rods and Happy Hours. I'm telling you, it's hard to find good help anymore.
It is.
I'm getting a little worried. He didn't show up, and it's almost tax season. You know what I'm saying? How am I supposed to explain this stuff to everybody?
You know what he might be doing?
What's that?
I hope he ain't buying a Dodge.
I'm going to tell you something. I would feel better about him doing a lot of other things than buying a Dodge.
I'm with you.
That I can't say on the radio. But I'm going to say this. I would feel more comfortable with him doing anything but buying a Dodge.
I'm with you 100%.
He could be literally going out to meet Satan himself. And you know what? Probably sounds like an interesting guy. Going out getting Dodges? No. No, sir. No.
They name them demons for a reason.
I'm telling you. It ain't Christian. That's all there's to it. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all real cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend. You think about the Energizer Bunny in Fingerville. This guy is the Energizer Bunny, bonafide battery, Tim Greer.
How's it going, folks?
And then, of course, we have Sean, Hi-Fi from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
You know, how's everybody's new year been?
So far, so good.
Did you
membership to the gym.
Did you hate on everybody?
Yeah, 4 days.
They bank on people like us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Let me guess. You put the 25-cent down and whatever it is?
I gave him a quarter.
Yep.
I've never understood that. What's that quarter really going to do? Why don't you just say, hey, sign up?
Exactly. It's free. Sign up. I'm going to take your $10 a month because you ain't going to show up anyways.
That's exactly right. They already got me since last year.
Yeah, well, that's the way that I've had a gym membership for 3 years. Hell, I don't think I've drove past it, much less walked in it. Yeah. No, actually, I take it back. We shot a YouTube video. We filmed in front of it. All right. So anybody, you know, in the South, we got like traditions. And you eat collard greens and black-eyed peas. You know, and it's supposed to be the green for the money and black-eyed peas for change.
Yep.
Makes no sense nowadays. I've been with you all day, because I know you ain't no collard greens.
Nope, I had steak and potato and macaroni and cheese.
I'm telling you. How about you?
No, I'm not into all that.
I'm not into all that.
The mythical food. Ooh, this is going to make everything all better.
Tim,
you know. No, I didn't.
What?
No, I didn't participate.
Participate? You don't want none of your collards. Yeah.
It's 2020, not 1920. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you got close. You had a cheeseburger with some eggs on it, so that's
exactly,
close.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, that's right next to collard greens.
Yes, yeah, it's right there with it. I mean, it's like.
It's like what you sit beside the collard greens.
Exactly.
Know? Pork loin, bacon, same thing, right?
Exactly.
Where'd you get the burger?
I'm pretty sure the waitress had broccoli earlier, so technically it's the same thing.
Exactly. What is the name of burger with an egg on it? It's got a special name.
Yeah, it's called Burger with Egg.
No, he is right. I can't think of what it is.
Yeah, it's got a funny name.
I don't know what
it's
called either. What was that burger called that you had?
The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Oh.
The Hangover.
That ain't the one I'm thinking about, but somebody's got an egg.
It was good. There's nothing like a hamburger with an egg on it.
Yeah, I like it.
I like a fried egg on it.
Now, I had one down in Atlanta one time. It was a waffle on both sides, a hamburger, and an egg.
Well, you know,
bacon.
It was really good. Well, I had one of those when we were down in Flagler Beach.
Yes.
That was off the chip. Probably one of the best hamburgers I ever had was at a seafood restaurant on the beach. And you I got a hamburger, and that thing was magical.
Did that come with a cardiologist appointment?
Listen. I didn't say it was the healthiest damn thing in
the
world.
Hey, but it did look really good.
And it tasted really good, too. Yeah.
Did it taste like bun or it taste like waffle?
It tastes like waffle.
Really?
Like a good.
So it was a real waffle.
Yep.
With a real egg.
An egg, a waffle, like an egg, a cheeseburger.
Yeah, and it had bacon on it and all this stuff. But that thing was off the chain. Like, it was magical.
That's ghetto magic right there.
That's good stuff is what that is.
It's almost like the whole chicken and waffle thing.
But hamburgers and waffles.
Yep.
Now, chicken and waffle is really good.
It's a waffle burger.
Now, if you think about this, if you'd have changed that burger to sausage, you'd have had a breakfast.
You'd have had a McGriddle.
Yeah, you'd have had a Grand Slam. Right. It's a Grand Slam sandwich.
It's a Grand Slamwich.
Yep. There you go.
But, no, I didn't have no collard greens. But I'll tell you what I have. I've been on a buying spree. I can't stop buying cars right now. Like, literally, I think my New Year's resolution should be I need to slow down buying cars.
Why? You sell them just as fast.
Yeah, but still. But
three
like,
a day.
Yep.
Yeah, three. Like, it's yeah, like I can't get enough. Like
it was a few days ago. He sold three in one day.
We found three today.
And then you found three more. You're like a little addict. Like, you got to get more. You got any more of them C10 trucks? You know what I'm saying?
I'm done buying. I'm fixing the ones I got in my backyard and selling them.
I'm telling you, I can't stop. I don't know. I can see a good deal like I want it. Like, I keep picking my phone up, checking Marketplace.
Yep. Now, that's addictive. Marketplace, I do it the first thing in the morning.
Marketplace is the devil.
Yep.
Marketplace is, because I love it. I keep like a fiend for it.
You snuck that bug out of Craigslist the other day. Craigslist? I heard of that before.
What's that?
Is Craigslist?
Oh, Craig, what you been
that's
up
like
to?
Auto Trader or something.
I got it out of the Iwana.
Yep.
So, anyway. But yeah, everything's going good. We're running around like crazy, having a good day, getting in studio, filming YouTube videos, having a blast.
Where's the camera guy at today?
Matt, he's saying off somewhere. I don't know.
He's actually editing.
He's editing.
That's cool.
We got him so much content right now that he's going to be
now,
buried in
it. Yeah,
but what's the deal with his stuff? Drops on the 6th, don't it?
Yeah, it does. Yep. Octane Addicts.
Yes, Octane Addicts
on the tubes of you.
Yep.
That's going to be good, though, because I like his approach to that. I'd love to tell you I've watched an episode of it, but I haven't. But I've seen some pictures, some still shots from it, and it looked really interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It looked kind of cool. He's talking to a guy with a fedora. That's got to be good.
That's right.
I think it was a fedora.
The whole video
was definitely in the hat family.
But he had a Dodge. You notice that?
He's wearing a fedora. I'm going to fill you on anybody wearing a fedora. Shady.
He is desperate for content.
I'm telling you.
And then, really, the one after that, that's going to be dropping at the end of January, is going to be even better. It's going to be a biography about something. And everybody stay tuned for that, because it's going to come.
Cody leave you hanging on something.
I will.
He just gives him a little,
It's going to be a biography about the Dodge brothers?
No.
I think Kobe told us all he knew.
I'm behind
Kobe
it.
Kobe got
I'm behind
all the inside.
I know what it is.
Kobe got all the inside scoop over there.
Yep.
But, so that's definitely going to be fun. You know, filming new episodes for Rabbit Juice Cars, and that's running like crazy and taking off. 50,000 subs on Christmas Day.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That's awesome. And then how about our buddy Ed Bolian, the past Cannonball champion, which we've got Arnie and Doug ready to be on the radio and tell us about their Cannonball getting the new Cannonball record. But how about old Ed and Vin Wiki hitting 1 million views?
Yep.
That's amazing.
And it was in like, what, 3 years?
Yeah, it was two and a half. Two and a half.
Tell me this. I tried to watch that video. It was real long where he was doing some live and the feed was real bad and you was there.
Yeah. I was on.
What was it? When he was running the Cannonball Run?
That was, I think it was the, what's that, 2904? Like the little.
He was in an old Volvo or something.
Exactly. They're doing like $3,000 cars.
Yeah, that's 2904.
Yeah, that's the, that was that one. That was not the actual Cannonball. Yeah. But the, but that's definitely cool, though. I mean, that's a milestone right there. I mean, everybody's hitting 1 million at once. You know, you got Tyler, he's still back there a little bit.
He's not far off, though.
He's not far off. Freddie's done hit 1 million. And, I mean, so that's kind of cool.
Daily Driven Exotics thing went over 2 million?
That's nuts. I have yet Daily Driven Exotics. And Doug DeMiro's wherever 40 billion yet.
Well, both he's got two channels. I think they're both. I mean, obviously, his first channel is up there really high. His other one's not doing so bad either.
Yeah, it's cool and all. I understand Doug DeMiro is a YouTube automotive god. But I'm going to tell you something. I've not watched a whole video yet. I can't do it. I'm just like, like, if you watch that driving, you'll go to sleep.
Yep.
It's dangerous. They'll put a warning on them things. I'm telling you. It works better than melatonin.
The F-650 video you did, that was trending.
That's crazy.
It got like 5 million views in 2 days or something like that.
That's insane. And,
I mean, if you just like something really obnoxious, ridiculous, yeah, watch that one.
Uh-huh. That might be a good one. I'll tell you what we got to watch right now is this commercial break. Guys, hang tight. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, driver of the fastest Rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Of course.
Of course. All right. So, you know what? It's tax time coming up. Everybody's getting their W-2s in the mail.
That's right.
W-2s. Tax time cards.
I'm ready for them. I love following like Marketplace and
They're rolling out of the woodworks on Honda Accord.
Every auction. I love watching people advertise tax time cards. Even like the new car dealerships and all that. Bring your W-2. We'll hook you right up.
Oh, you know
you will be rolling in no time. No credit check. Blah, blah. You got two paycheck stubs. You're financed.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm ashamed to admit. I was actually talking to a guy that I bought some trucks from the other day. And he was talking about, and there's a little buy here, pay here car lot across from his shop. And he goes, those guys are the devil. And I'm like, yeah, I can't stand people like that. That's my homeboy. What you talking about? But anyway, I showed him how to do it.
That's where I bring all my cars in the back door.
But, you know, and that's the thing now, though. At tax time, like, guys prepare for this. It's kind of like, it's almost like college football. And, like, tax time is, like, the big game.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's that big championship game. I mean, you think about it. They're getting ready. They're buying them up. They start buying up these cars in June and July. And they just start kind of rat-holing them and fixing them and getting them right. And then January rolls around.
January to March, it's
And every decent Honda Accord, Toyota Camry gets rolled out for every single mama that's getting a back about $20,000 on her W-2s.
Yep.
And I'm telling you.
I sold 20 Trailblazers last year in January.
It's insane.
Yep.
If I could have a dollar for every caravan I sold and got like an H&R Block green card, the little credit card they give you, if I took those for down payments, literally everywhere I went, I would just swipe that card and pay for stuff. And I had like a handful of them. It's like my gift card to the town. Anywhere you go, bleep. It was bad. They used to be the hot ticket.
So you get your money early.
You get your money early.
Yeah, like, I got you. You get a like percentage.
Like a rapid refund.
Yeah, you get a percentage.
It's a tax loan.
Yep. It's my money and I need it now.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're going to take advantage of you and charge you 98% interest on it. Yeah, you get 9,000 back. Here's 900 bucks.
Today.
But you get it now.
You do. Well, you technically, here's a card. But I did. I'd be like, well, I got this card. That'll work. What's your code? Write it on the back. Thank you. I used to be the world's worst with those.
You'd run them till they dry.
Just run them till they're gone.
Yep.
But, you know what? I'm out of that now. I stepped out of that. But you had to be like that, though, because it was so competitive.
It is.
Everybody, Like, people used to ask me all the time, can you do my taxes for me? You don't want me. You're going to go to prison if I do your taxes, bud. You don't want me doing that.
Well, I was just talking to a buddy of mine that owns a car lot over in Spartanburg just the other day, and I was like, he's like, man, I had a rough day today. I said, why is that? He said, man, I spent all day at an auction somewhere up north somewhere. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah, I bought 23 tax time cars. And I started laughing. He's like, yeah, I got to have them all shipped back down here. But I bought, and I said, what to you is tax time cards? He said, 4,000 and below. Yep. He said, I bought 23 of them.
Well, that's that magic number.
Yep.
On the cars.
Well, you got to think about it. This is what, and he broke it down for me, and it was pretty genius. One kid, $3,500. Your spouse, with your spouse and you, it's $4,500 with just one kid. He says, so you keep it 35. They buy a car for 35. They still got $1,000 in their pocket. They're happy. He said, yep. That's the magic number. He said, perfect.
Well, you know, and that was the thing. I mean, you know, especially Carlos doing the Carlos doing financing like we did. You got that down payment.
Yep.
Yep.
Now come February, March, you probably won't have your car back, but
I got one out on the books right now, guy. He's about a month behind. He owes me $150 to pay it off. And I just can't decide if I'm gonna go get it or not.
Just tell him just cut my grass. Yeah. Something.
Just keep it.
Just keep it. But
bring me a soda.
And he was so good with paying until 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I said, what's this?
He started buying Christmas presents. That's what happened.
Well, this is the problem with buy here, pay here, and I learned this very early. They're going to pay as long as the car goes.
Yep.
I'd be willing to bet my life the car's got a problem is the reason he's not paying anymore because it's broke.
Well, you'd think he would call, you know,
tell you
and tell him, hey, it's broke. I need a couple weeks or whatever.
But. The funniest buy here, pay here story, hands down with me, I bought a 2001 Ford Escort ZX2. I used to love those things. Focuses and ZX2s. I blew a million of them. And they had that, what was the motor in those things? ZTEC? The ZTEC 2 liter four. It was a little 2 liter, like dual area cam four cylinder. I mean, they would fly. I mean, they were cool for what they were, you know? But they would run forever, you know? It's kind of like the old school Escorts, like the 1.9. You can't wear them out, you know? And I was buying them, you know, 100, 110,000 miles on them, which is great miles. You know, clean, power windows, locks, keyless entry, you know, little five-speed ones were sporty. They had the little 17-inch wheels on them. I mean, they were cute little cars for what they were because everybody else was buying Honda Accords and Toyota Camrys, and I couldn't touch those. They were running the bid sky high on them. So I'd let them fight over those, and I'd buy up all the Escorts and the Focuses and the ZX2s. That was my thing, and caravans. Well, so I sold a girl one of these things, and it was a green one, and I'll never forget. I mean, I got the car super clean. It came out of North Carolina, and just a super clean little car, literally unloaded off the rollback. I said, you know, we're at the shop. My dad was there, standing there with his hands in his pockets, like usual. And I told him, I said, hey, I'm in a hurry. I got to go run to do a few things. He said, I'm going to clean this old car up for you right quick. I said, hey, just wash it right quick. Get it ready to go. Well, he washed it. Hell, came back. Car looked great. He said, hey, one problem. I said, he said, what? The motors were flat in those things. And he said, man, I took a brush and I scrubbed the top of the motor, just got it all clean and pretty. So I broke the dipstick. He said, order you a dipstick for it. Just the handle broke off of it. So he just put a piece of tape over the dipstick tube. You know, he pulled the rest of the dipstick out. Just put a piece of duct tape over the tube. Cleaned the motor, went ahead and glossed it under the hood and all that stuff. And car was spotless. It was green. Well, oh, I didn't think nothing about it. Hell, I had it online that night. Next day, I sold it. And I totally forgot about the dipstick. I didn't think anything about it. All right. So, financed the car for 2 years. She made her last payment and picked up the title. And for some reason, like, you just have that. And it had, I'll never forget, it had a Domino's pizza thing on top of it when she came to make the last payment. And I told her, I said, did you ever put a dipstick in that thing? And she goes, what are you talking about? She's never changed the oil in 2 years.
And she's never checked it.
She's been and never checked it either. And it's still going. I gave her a free oil change.
Hope you gave her a dipstick.
If Ford made one good car, that one was it. Oh, another time for commercial breaks, man. All the time. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all real cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Then, of course, you have the man, the myth, the legend, you know, driver of the fastest Rambler and Roebuck.
Bonafide.
Bonafide. Tim Greer.
That's right, and I'm here.
And I'm here. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Tax time cars. Tax time stuff. You ever bought a car with your tax check? Personally.
I don't remember getting a tax check, really.
You got to pay them before you can get them.
So. Yeah, I mean.
But you ever like got your tax check, like, I want to buy me a car?
I never had that. I mean, I've been self-employed for so long, it's always how much
you
get.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Pay.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. The last time I got money back was when I was working at Winn-Dixie. Yeah.
Before then, it was like, you get a $1,000 check. Cool.
I used to like Fridays until I started had to pay everybody.
Oh, God, exactly sucks, right. Don't it? Exactly I used to love Fridays, get all excited about it, and then you're like, let me guess, I got to pay you.
Yep.
I can't say the word.
You know, that's believe it or not, that's why with my guys I move, they're paid a Monday.
You know, a lot of people, like in construction and stuff, they do that.
You know why?
You get better work on Friday.
Nope, that's not the reason.
They show up on Monday.
Well, for one, they show up on Monday, and two, during the week, they can afford their gas. Well, not my guys. My guys are good about it, but most, they'll be able to afford gas all week and buy their own lunches. A lot of times, if you give it to them on Friday, they're broke come Monday, they're wanting to borrow money, blah, blah, blah. That's
so
the reason
this
why.
This man's been down this road before.
Oh, yeah. And that's the whole reason behind paying on Monday. But not with my two guys that I got now. They're great guys. They're not like that.
So speaking of that, I got one for you. And you may know this guy, actually, Cubby. There's a guy that used to have a food truck. Like, you know, like the old white Chevrolet trucks with like the silver body on it, all that stainless body on the back? His name was $2.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
$2 looked like Bozo the Clown. But without the white makeup, like his hair was kind of to the sides, but nothing in the middle.
Like that dude on Bart Simpson.
A lot.
Yep.
And this dude had it figured out. He financed crackers.
Yep.
And like he would. He had like a running, like a book.
Yep.
Like he was like a bookie. He had his little flip book. Hey, I gave you them peanut butter crackers, and you owe me $4 back. Yep. He's charging interest on snack treats.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you something.
I know a lot of people back
in the
hood.
They call it, you know why they call them $2? Back when they sold Whoppers for $2 each, he would go buy 100 at a time and sell them, or when they were $1 for a Whopper, he would sell them for $2.
Yep. Off the food truck.
Off the food truck.
Yep.
And biscuits and do stuff like it, double it.
There's some convenience stores down in the hood in Spartanburg. They'll run you a credit all week long. You know that old Johnny Cash song, I sold my soul to the country store?
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
Hey.
Well, that's like a great buddy of mine down in Florida. He worked for Kmart Distribution forever, as long as I remember.
Kmart.
He was a big supervisor. Well, they you know, they closed down the distribution center. Well, he had a little bit of money in the bank. He said, you know, his brother worked construction, and he would go visit him. He said, I'm going to start a Roach Coach business, you know. Well, that's the food trucks.
Yep.
A Roach Coach.
Well, that's what they call them.
That sounds so appetizing.
I know, but that's what they call them. So he goes and buys a truck. Well, his mom lost her job, too, and she's a very attractive lady. He's like, I'll put her in this food truck. Well, of course, summertime, she's wearing like a little flannel, you know, kind of cut off, pair of cut off shorts. There'd be on an average of, let's say, 3 food trucks pull up to a big factory or a big job site. Her line would be like forever long, and all them others would be nobody. Well, he started making bank. Well,
Hooters on wheels.
He went and bought 4 more trucks and put pretty attractive women in them.
Yep.
Now he has, and this is to date, I don't know about to date, but at least 30 food trucks that are on the road every day doing job sites, and he is banking. And now his mom just runs the food trucks. He built a big old warehouse. They're all in there. He keeps all the food in there. All he does is take care of the Sam runs and stuff like that and keeps them full. And he makes money.
And goes to Hooters and picks his girls up.
Hey, probably.
I used to joke around all the time with my Matt Cotool guy that comes by the shop.
Yep.
There used to be a Snap-on guy that worked the Motor Mile where all the dealerships was. It was a husband and wife team. Mm-hmm. And the wife sold like 4 times as much as the husband did. Like she worked like the left side of the road. He worked the right side. And she like cleaned up. She had less dealerships than he did. And she still sold more.
There's a guy in Spartanburg. Matter of fact, I think he's got a shop in Greenville too. He sells paint to body shops. And he has girls going out like that. And them guys that was working for me, they order 2 sheets of sandpaper. Hey, can y'all deliver that for me?
But, you know, at the end of the day, we hate it, but that's what sells.
Yep.
It does. And a woman can sell when no one else can.
Exactly.
And people used to tell me that all the time. And I told them, if I was born a woman, I'd rule the world.
Exactly.
I mean, if I could put my brain into it, a remotely attractive female, it would be over with. People would be bowing down to me.
You know, my wife's a top salesman of carports in the South in the South.
Well, this is the thing I used to tell people. They said, well, what do you mean women are the best sales? Well, every man in the world wants to flirt with you.
Yep.
And every woman in the world, they feel more comfortable dealing with you because you're a woman, not a man.
Yep.
So you win all the way around.
Exactly.
And, I don't know. I mean, it's just women can sell. Women at car lots are lethal. And everybody thinks they're sweethearts.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're mean.
And they literally
know. I'm going to tell you something. Like, these ladies pee standing up, if you catch my drift. Yep. These are some tough people.
There was one working with me at the Ford store years ago. Gorgeous blonde. And we swear she was giving happy test drive. She was selling so much.
Well, you would think that. I mean, but I'm going to tell you something. That's just what they do. Like, yep. People... And I guess I'm the same way. You know, you're like, oh, darling.
Yep.
And they feed into that. They read you and they say, oh, honey and darling.
You got to take me out in this thing when you buy it.
Oh, Lord, boy, ain't nothing sexier to focus. I love them things.
It's the personality and making the connection.
And then the next time around, boy, ain't nothing like a Ranger truck.
Yep.
Something about a Ranger man gets me.
Those focuses, man, they're okay. But those Rangers, whew.
Oh, I mean, but that's the truth, though. I mean, women can sell like nothing.
About it.
I mean, we need a tool truck and have a chick running it. I think it would do good.
I need them delivering batteries. I can't pick them up, though.
No, that's the problem. Manual labor is hard to get them to do. You know, that's the thing. Like, you're never going to talk me into that end of it.
Get some power lifters.
Exactly.
And then there's training all day.
Yeah, but those chicks kind of scare people, though. You know what I mean? You don't want your honey with bigger guns than you do.
Find the happy medium.
You got to find that happy medium, but they start lugging up batteries, start getting big on you, start bulking up. You know? Listen, darling, you know, I mean, you got to find that happy medium. And that could probably be scary. You don't want no chick throwing a battery at you. You haven't lived till you dodged a battery.
That's right.
60 pounds is a lot to dodge.
I'm telling you.
Well, what you need to do. How you can do it, instead of having regular batteries, get all them lithium batteries. They only weigh like nothing, you know. Just charge them an extra.
$200 a piece or whatever it is.
Because they only weigh like less than a pound, so you'd be okay.
So what I'm saying. You can mount those things upside down.
You can.
Why would you want to? But you can.
Well, I might do that.
You can mount it underwater. Why?
I'm going to put it
in my... Do you really need a car battery in the bottom of them swimming pool?
No, I'm going to put it on top of my submarine.
Well, I tell you what, I feel like we don't need another commercial break. But the producer is acting like we do.
No, we don't. Not yet.
No, we don't.
So I'm in charge here. I got
a false reading.
I was holding my fingers up.
I can't read your digits.
Patrick, what's going on over there?
He was telling you to read between the lines.
Inform us what's going on over there.
Someone has a false sense of security and decided that he wanted to be the producer when he doesn't know the correct times and the procedures to do that.
The procedures.
So as a producer for this show, I am truly sorry for the mistake that it has caused. It was not my doing. It was my protege. He jumped the gun a little bit.
Bonafide just got demoted.
No, he thought that you wanted a commercial break just because you walked back in the room.
Well, I thought.
Did you do signals?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I thought you did signals.
No, so you blame it all on me.
I thought Bonafide got demoted.
I was not even in it. But we got 1 minute now, so.
Yeah, we're there. I mean, but anyway, long story short, you don't want batteries thrown at you.
No.
Don't put a battery in the bottom of your swimming pool. You can mount it upside down if you
hide. You can't set it on concrete.
That's just a wise tale. And that was the thing. Like, they put it on a piece of paper in between it. Like that. Yeah. That's stopping it. Whatever it's doing.
Yep.
And I'm telling you.
A little piece of cardboard.
Put your piece of pasteboard under it. That's how you know you're old school, when you call it pasteboard.
Yeah.
I catch myself calling it that sometimes. I don't know what pasteboard is. I do know what a commercial break is.
I believe
it
was glued together.
This time around,
I promise. We got to take a commercial break. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
So, Kobe, you know, you said you had something for us.
Yes, I do. Okay, we're talking about tax time cars, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to give everybody $3,000. Start now, whenever. Fine. Your tax time car that you're going to buy with your $3,000. Kind of like a Craigslist challenge, but not really. Because I just want to see what y'all come up with. It ain't.
Well, you got to buy the best car.
Personal. Yeah, whatever's personal to you for
$3,000. What would we buy today for $3,000?
What you would drive.
If we didn't have a car, we had to drive it.
Yep, and you're going to drive it.
So it's on personal car.
Yep, and you're going to drive it for a year. Not sell it, not whatever. Try to get something that's going to make you and your family or you and whoever get around.
How about if you ain't got no family?
Well, carry your cat.
How about if you ain't got no family?
Well,
okay. So
when do we get the results?
A dependable car for $300.
Yep.
Which is really harder to do than you think.
Yep. It is. Not make payments on it. Not a down payment.
$3,000.
You own it.
Cash.
And you own it. Yep.
$3,000.
What does a GMC Canyon go for nowadays?
You've got to look it up, buddy.
Yeah, way more than that.
Yeah, more than that.
Everybody has a phone. Everybody has internet.
Yeah. What's that? That's Colorado, right?
Yeah, Colorado Canyon.
They're going to be more than it.
Unless you got one with 400,000 miles on it, which is probably not going to be the best candidate.
I mean, my dad had one that was brand new, and I really liked it. And now I know who's got it as the third owner, and they still love it. So that's just sticking in my head like, seems like a solid choice.
I tell you.
They are good. They got the 5-cylinder motor in them. The exact same thing as the Hummer.
The Colorado.
Yep.
But, I mean, we got until the end of the show. I'm just giving y'all a heads up to keep looking.
All right.
Man, Kobe done found one you can live in.
Well, no, this ain't for me. I was just showing you this. I was just happening to be Googling through. If anybody's out in Utah and want to send us something, that's 58 Chevrolet Apache with a camper on the back for $2,500. What a deal. But yeah, I just think that would be a very...
What if they're asking $4,000 and you can negotiate it down?
$3,000.
It's gotta be. How about if I'm really good at talking them
if
down?
I call them while we're on the radio and I say, I'll give you $3,000 right now.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
I mean, it's just roughly $3,000. And it ain't like...
You know that tickles me is them people call you, I'll give you $3,000. And you have not even seen it.
Yeah. And we're going to wait towards the end of the show.
Yep.
And then we'll reveal what we found. And I think it'll be pretty fun. We kind of we do a Craigslist challenge from time to time, but this ain't really. We do Craigslist challenge of trying to buy it and sell it. We're going to do this one as we're going to keep it as our.
What will we keep?
Yearly driver. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Shoot, boys. I already got mine found.
Dude, I'm right now. I'm looking at a list of them.
I'm telling you.
That's pretty cool.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what, though? That's kind of exciting. Could you imagine buying a car? And I think that's what we ought to do one day. We should have a real-life challenge. And you have to drive it, like, 75% of the time. You're driving.
So we got to really go by.
You go by that $3,000 car, and you have to drive. That's your daily. I mean, obviously, for some reasons, you wouldn't drive it. But to work, to the grocery store, to the swimming pool, everywhere. The swimming pool, whatever.
That'd be a pretty hard one.
That would be. And you've got, and you just got to just have the most dependable car.
Most dependable.
And I already found the winner. Literally, I knew exactly with my speedy senses where to go look.
Sure those weren't spidey senses?
Those two. Well, I did it fast, too. So
it was as if Spider-Man was quicker than normal.
Like the Flash and Spider-Man together.
So that's the speedy sense.
It's the speedy sense. Speedy, spidey sense. I knew where to look.
And I'm probably pretty sure I'm almost positive what yours is because I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought
it ain't no C4. I know.
No, it ain't a C4 Corvette.
But I'm pretty sure I know.
Because you know what? Because I done run the damn values of them damn things up. You can't touch one for $3,000 no more.
No, you can't.
It'll be a really rough OBS Chevrolet.
Yeah, no. No, don't want that. You got to have some comfort in a car you're going to drive every day.
Every day.
You know what's crazy? I'm on here, and Richard's on my mind, apparently. Richard, if you're listening to the show, go find this. There's a 1983 Dodge Rampage. You know what that is? The little mini El Camino thing.
Yep. I've seen it the other day. It's red.
It's a K car.
No, it's white.
It's a K car El Camino.
Yep. Yeah. For $2,500.
So basically.
And really, what can you haul in it?
This is the thing. You took two things that suck and you put them together to make something that sucks even worse.
But that's kind of right up Richard's alley, though.
It's kind of like.
Oh, he'd jump. Matter of fact, I showed it to him last week.
A white one?
Is it on Craigslist or
it's on Marketplace.
That's a good way to describe it. These are two things that are awful. Richard would love it.
Well, that's pretty much kind of how he likes cars. You know, like he bought the world's worst car. You know what he did? He bought a damn other one just like it.
To match it.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. That's getting my blood pressure up. You know, I just left the doctor and all that stuff was good. We start talking about Dodges. Next thing you know, I got a vein in my head popping out and turn all red and stuff.
They cancel your insurance. We heard about you on the radio.
We heard about you talking about them Dodges. That's a pre-existing condition. I'm telling you. You can always tell. It's like I told Richard, he don't even have any Dodges to drive. When you drive by his house and you see the oil slick out front, you know where they were.
He still has one, I think.
I mean.
He hasn't got rid of the Cordoba.
Exxon wants to come by and drill your property. You mind if we put an oil well out here?
South Carolina tea.
Dodge oil, that is.
God almighty.
Horrible, but it's funny, though.
It is.
That's horrible. What you get for not showing up. You know what? We make fun of you.
Yeah.
That's how we do things around here. This ain't no PC, you know, everybody gets a ribbon crap. You know, this is straight up. We're going to pick at you.
Like
we don't talk about your mama. That's where we draw the line. Period.
Pretty awful. You go on vacation and get reamed while you're gone.
Exactly. You want to take a day off? We got you.
How do you get fired on your day off?
I think this ought to be today. We all go to strip club after the show.
Exactly. That was Show the Professor right there.
That's up.
You know, they've been on us about doing something as a team.
That's right.
I think they kind of meant like going to like a bowling alley or something. Yeah. But you know what?
It's a team building exercise.
I kind of think they meant more like a team building exercise, like, you know, us building a puzzle together. But you know what? I'm not real good at puzzles. Hey, just saying.
You figure we could probably build
happy hour.
We could build a puzzle. He put down a dollar. You put down a dollar. I put down a dollar. Tim put down a dollar. We're good to go.
That's
what
I'm
saying. Stack.
You just stack them up.
That's called teamwork.
That's team, and that makes the dream work.
That's right. Or you can go. You put your brains together and you try to figure out what their real name is.
That's a good one too. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm pretty good at guessing those.
Yeah, everybody can take guesses. It ain't hard.
I'm like 7 in 10 right now. Usually it's tatted on them, but you know,
somewhere.
Oh, horrible.
That's pitiful.
So, tax time cars. Have you ever bought a car with a tax check?
I have never.
You've never bought a car with a tax check? No. Nope. I don't reckon I've ever bought a car with a tax check either.
I bought stuff for my car with
a tax check. No, I've done that. I mean, Uncle Sam's forced hot rod savings is what that was. Uncle Sam bought me, Uncle Sam bought me nitrous.
You had nitrous?
In my Mustang.
Really?
Back in the day. You got to get gas to be last bona fide.
See, I was only, at most, I was getting like $1,000 refund. So it was like, oh, that amp that I haven't been able to spend because it was, or haven't been able to buy because it was $1,000 that I never had. Sweet book.
Well, I mean, I think about nitrous kit back then. I think it was $7.95 for a wet kit. I mean, I went all the way dry kit. No. Actually, I was really sneaky with my nitrous kit. And I'll tell everybody my car had nitrous then, but back then you wanted to hide it. You had to be sneaky about it. We pulled my intake out and had all my nitrous lines and the fuel lines running under the intake. Everything was hidden on it.
In a Mustang?
In my Mustang. It's pretty slick, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Until it hit the purge valve. But you know what I'm saying.
You know, I did almost the same thing, and I had mine hid underneath my speaker box in the spare tire well.
I had mine in the spare tire well. I tell you what else, we can't hide a spare tire well. That's a damn commercial break.
And we're going to get back to this story.
Right on. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.